This is Theremin 30. 30 minutes of Theremin music, news, events, and interviews with a new episode about every 30 days. Now, here's your host from Denver, Colorado, USA, Rick Reed.
Hey, welcome to the only monthly podcast that I know about that's dedicated exclusively to theremins and the musicians who play them. This month, we circle the globe for new music from Finland, Japan, Switzerland, the USA, and Mexico by way of Cuba. Plus, I'll be visiting with Urs Gaudens, designer of the Open Theremin V3, a very affordable theremin that you can put together yourself. Let's get the show started now with new music from Helsinki-based recording artist and composer Kepa Leitinen. Here's the title track from his new album, It Is Okay to Be Sad and Dark. We'll be right back. We started off with It Is Okay to Be Sad and Dark, the new release from Kepa Laitinen. Then we heard an excerpt from Days of Quarantine, a live improvisation by Japanese thereminist and guitar player Makoto Kikuchi. Makoto's current four-song album of the same name was edited from a series of live performances he streamed online while under coronavirus lockdown. To learn more about both of these musicians and everyone on the show, just go to this month's show notes at theremin30.com and click on their names. Coming up after the break, I've got a live concert recording from Ernesto Mendoza, so stay tuned. The Theremin 30 podcast is supported by affiliate programs with Eargasm Earplugs, eBay, Reverb, and Zounds. When you follow these links and banners on our website, a portion of any purchases you make will help keep this show in the ether. So start shopping at theremin30.com. Now it's time to take a look at the Theremin 30 calendar of Theremin events. On June 17th, Montana thereminist Marla Goodman will be presenting a 30-minute theremin demonstration and concert that will be streamed on the Bozeman Arts Live website. In Canada, the flute, piano, and theremin students of Alex Shermer will be presenting an online recital on June 27th. Also this month, Mexican thereminist Ernesto Mendoza is hosting a series of free introductory theremin workshops on Monday evenings. So if you're a theremin beginner or no one, be sure to check out the details about the remaining workshops listed on the June calendar. You can find it at calendar.theremin30.com or follow the link in this month's show notes. In October of 2019, the Havana Moderno Project, curated by Viviana Ramos, hosted a series of theremin concerts in Cuba featuring Torvald Jorgensen from the Netherlands and Ernesto Mendoza from Mexico. Havana Moderno recently posted a recording of Ernesto's concert on SoundCloud. They were kind enough to give me permission to share with you the final song in the show. Here is a fun, updated version of La Comparsa by popular Cuban classical music composer Ernesto Lecuona. First performed publicly in 1912, La Comparsa depicts a traditional Cuban carnival parade. Thank you. That was La Comparsa, performed by Ernesto Mendoza. You can listen to the full concert performance courtesy of Habana Moderno on SoundCloud. I've got the link in this month's show notes at theremin30.com. Coming up next, I'll visit with Orr Skoudens, designer of the Open Theremin V3. So stay tuned. Hey, this is Rick Reed, producer and host of the Theremin 30 podcast. Did you know that you can advertise with Theremin 30? You can place banner ads on the website or even get a commercial played right here in the middle of the show. It's a great way to promote products, services, and events to the Theremin community. And honestly, this show does not have a huge audience, at least not yet. But that means it doesn't cost much to get involved. You can find rates and details at theremin30.com. A couple of months ago, shortly after the coronavirus lockdown began here in the USA, I ordered an Open Theremin V3 kit from Gaudi Labs in Lucerne, Switzerland. It's a digital instrument with traditional analog theremin controls, and it's built around an Arduino microprocessor. Shortly after I got the kit put together, a software update became available that vastly improved its sound quality and playability. I liked it so much that I invited its inventor, Orr Skoudens, to be my interview guest for this month. Ors, welcome to Theremin 30.
Hi, Rick. Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm happy to talk about the Open Theremin.
Let's start with, what is the Open Theremin?
Yeah, maybe I can start a bit from how it even happened, because I'm part of the Swiss Mechatronic Art Society, which is a Swiss society that tries to combine the field of electrical engineering and computer science and art. In 2008, we had actually a do-it-yourself festival. We do like every year a festival where we bring people together around music and technical things. At that time, we had a theremin exhibition. People would exhibit their theremin instruments. And that's when I first learned about exactly what a theremin was. And then the friend who organized this exhibition asked me, like, Urs, there is a lot of people who want to build theremin instruments from kits, but most of them, they don't play well or they don't work. And so he asked me if I could maybe put together an instrument kit that would be easy to build and that people can just put together themselves and modify, and it would work.
So the Open Theremin is a digital theremin, is that right?
When I got this like request from my friend to build it, of course, it was a challenge because I didn't know exactly like how difficult it actually is to build theremin instruments. And so I thought I would do something in a very traditional way. So I wanted to keep the traditional functioning of the theremin, but I decided to approach it like with a modern electronics way. And so I combined actually this principle of heterodyning circuit with a microcontroller, the Arduino, which is a popular open source microcontroller board. And so what came out is the Open Theremin, which is actually a combination of the very traditional theremin principle with a modern electronic board.
Now, are you a musician yourself?
No, I think I will not call myself a musician. I like to play with music instruments and tinker, but I don't even play the theremin well or at all myself.
So very few people do.
Yeah, that was a challenge, but I got a lot of help over the time because it was an open project and I enjoy a lot the collaboration. I got a lot of help from people actually playing well the theremin. Like there was Coralie Ehringer in Lausanne. She is an organizer of the Note Festival and of the Theremin Academy. And I met her in Switzerland and I introduced her to the Open Theremin at the festival and she liked it. And so little by little, she started to kind of hint me in the right direction, what I should improve and what I should change, because I was not aware because I didn't even really play it. And so she was becoming kind of the lead player of the instrument and gave a lot of very important kind of hints on how I should change it so that it's really becoming a playable music instrument and a good theremin.
Now, what does the term open mean in Open Theremin?
What I do, I have a lab here in Lucerne. It's called Gaudi Labs, and that's a lab where I do open research, this kind of open science research. So I like to explore things and share it with others in an open way. Part of it is like what is called open hardware. So that's electronics that we develop also in this society, and that we share openly, like so everyone can access the file, everyone can access the software, and everyone can also participate in the development or in the change of the product. And so the Open Theremin was from the beginning on designed to be shared openly so that all the plans are on internet, on GitHub, and so people can download it, they can see how it's built, and they can, of course, build it themselves, and they can also change and modify the software.
So people can add features to it, control voltage output or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, there has been over the years now many people that have contributed important parts of it. As I said already, just like Coralie Ehring, who helped me to make it playable with features. And there have been people also modifying the electronics, adding this auto-calibration that automatically adapts to different antennas. There have been people that just reworked the code, so they made it more clean, because I know how to program, but I'm not a very clean programmer. Twice people completely rewrote the code to make it more clean. And just recently, Terry Frankel, a musician and theremin expert, he contributed this improved volume response. So he was actually teaching on a workshop on OpenTheremin, and he saw that the pitch antenna is very linear and good to play, but the volume antenna is not good if it's linear, because you need to have an exponential response. And so he contacted me, and he said he would do this modification, and he sent me the code, and he said he completely rewrote the code for the volume part, and now it's become much better and much more responsive.
Now, I assembled one just a few weeks ago, and I had heard about your instrument a couple years ago, I think, and I was hesitant to get one because, number one, I'm not very good at soldering, and I was worried about ruining it if I bought one. And second was, I didn't entirely understand how you used it once it was assembled, because I usually would see pictures of it connected to a computer, so I thought it had to be wired into a computer by USB at all times. And it turns out that's only to update the firmware in the Arduino.
Yeah, exactly. As it kind of started out of this mechatronic art society, where a lot of engineer and electronic geeks are also active, it's still kind of on the more geeky end of the theremin probably. But on the other hand, as I said, it's open and it can be modified by people who know how to do this. Over the time, I tried to move it a bit away from very difficult. That's why the board becomes pre-assembled and there is an instruction how to do it. It started to be more a music instrument for electronic people, and now more and more it gets adopted also by people who primarily want to have an instrument to play, or like an entry-level theremin instrument. I'm also continuously trying to make it a bit more easy to understand and easy to put together. So that's part of this evolution also.
The timbre knob actually gives you several preset sounds. How did you come about those sounds? Is that a new feature that's only in the new software?
These sounds are actually generated by the microcontroller. There is also the possibility to change the sound. So there is like 8 wave tables. This is kind of digital description of audio waves that can be uploaded from the computer to the theremin. And it comes with a standard set of 8 that sound a bit like a sine wave or like a cello, but it can be freely changed. There is on the website the download for software where you can even draw by hand or on the computer your own wave function and then upload it to the theremin. So there is some work to do, but on the other hand, there is a lot of flexibility and a lot of things that can be done.
This is one of the less expensive theremins available, although you have to do a little work yourself. This is a really good first theremin for someone who wants to get into the instrument.
It's good also for teaching. There is workshop like Terry Frankel and Coralie, they're organizing in their Theremin Academy workshop where people can together build it. So to make it easier to those who haven't built it also, I always try to keep it entry-level and affordable.
So how can someone buy an open theremin from you?
I have a small web shop, gaudishop.ch, and it's also on eBay or on Tindy or on Etsy. So I try to put it a bit on different places so that people can find it if they want and that they can order it from the store they prefer.
So thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me about your instrument. I really am enjoying playing it, and I look forward to other inventions from Gaudi Labs.
Yeah, super. Thank you. Thanks.
Now let's listen to a little sound sample. Here is Coralie Ehinger performing on the OpenTheremin V3, accompanied by the sound effects from an old school video game. Thank you. Looks like we have time for one more song. Bozeman, Montana recording artist Marla Goodman plays theremin, ukulele, and guitar on this documentary soundtrack recording called Charlotte's Theme. This month's 30 Minutes is almost up. I want to thank Kepa Leitinen, Makoto Kikuchi, Ernesto Mendoza, Coralie Ahinger, and Marla Goodman for allowing me to share their music with you. Please support them by visiting their websites and purchasing their recordings. Also, a big thanks to Urs Gaudens from Gaudi Labs for being my interview guest this month. If you have theremin music you'd like me to play in the July episode, or if you have a theremin-related event, album, or product you'd like to discuss, contact me through the Theremin 30 website or the Facebook page. Until next time, I'm your host, Rick Reed. Stay safe, everybody.
You've been listening to the Theremin 30 podcast. Visit Theremin 30 on the web at theremin30.com.